Joining us by telephone is Jennifer Price from Department of Justice. The ICAC operation, Internet Crimes Against Children. Let's first of all describe just what is this unit and how does it work?
Well, the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force is a group of law enforcement and non-law enforcement partners throughout the state of Wisconsin, and we work together to investigate Internet crimes against children and also to facilitate Internet safety presentations to our communities throughout the state to educate parents, teachers, and children on the dangers of the Internet. Now we have partners in local law enforcement through our police departments and our sheriff's departments. And we also have a really unique partnership, a couple of unique partnerships in this state. We have some tribal police departments who are in our ICAC task force, and we also have our Boys and Girls Clubs, including the Boys and Girls Club in Wausau, who have partnered with us at the ICAC task force.
So you have a lot of different ways to reach out to the community, both through law enforcement, through area organizations, and to the schools and the parents.
Yes, we do, because they're all very important. While it's important to investigate and prosecute the crimes, really the first step is education and prevention, and that's where our Boys and Girls Clubs come in.
So your unit not only takes care of the educational aspect, but you're also gathering tips and leads and getting those to the right investigators to go after these people.
We are. We have proactive leads that we work on, meaning we will engage in undercover operations and attempt to identify individuals who are online preying on children. And we also, the bulk of our work, of course, unfortunately, is reactive. And what that means is we are responding to a large number of complaints that come into us.
One of those complaints probably led to today's announcement with you and the Everest Metro Department. I know you can't go specifically into the case, but can you tell us a little bit about how that partnership worked to lead to the arrest?
Sure. Actually, that was part of a proactive initiative that we have going on here at the Wisconsin Department of Justice. And when we are able to identify an individual who is participating in the distribution of and possession of child pornography, we will often partner with our local law enforcement agencies to assist in the investigation all the way up to the search warrant and the arrest of the offender.
So a typical scenario, you might get a tip that somebody's doing something they're not supposed to do. You probably have to do some investigating online and then get the local units involved to help gather more information and evidence.
Yes, that's correct. There's definitely some work on the front end that we have to do once we, whether we receive a tip or whether we engage in proactive online undercover operations. There's a lot of follow-up that goes into the investigation on the front end. And then additionally, once we have executed the search warrant and in this particular case arrested an offender, we still have some follow-up that we need to do to include forensic examination of any digital devices that were seized during the search warrant.
So your unit also has people that are very good with the machinery to get inside, see what's on the hard drives or what may have been deleted but still has traces of evidence in there.
That's correct. Here at the Wisconsin Department of Justice, we actually have a computer forensics unit with computer forensics analysts who are dedicated to do nothing but computer forensic analysts, and the bulk of their work is forensic analysis on child exploitation cases.
And from what I've been told, you may delete something, but it doesn't really go away. I imagine that helps your unit a lot.
Well, we have a number of tools that we use to identify files on computers and other digital devices, such as cell phones and tablets, and certainly we do have some capabilities to recover deleted items.
Looking at the other end of things, go with the educational portion of what your agency does with the Boys and Girls Clubs. Do you go to them? How do you work with them?
Well, it's a little bit of both. We certainly can go to our Boys and Girls Clubs, and a lot of our Boys and Girls Clubs, including the one in Wausau, is very self-sufficient, and they're experienced in working with the children and providing the internet safety education, and they're able to facilitate that just through their daily contacts with the children. So they really have that front line with the children that bridges the gap that we often don't have in law enforcement.
Do you find the children report directly, or do they go through their parents, or how do they get a tip that something isn't right to the right people?
Unfortunately, a large percentage of children who are solicited online, statistically, they're not likely to report. Of those that do, typically they will report to a trusted adult. Now, sometimes that's a parent, sometimes that's a teacher, it may be a social worker, or it may be an individual that they know well through the Boys and Girls Clubs.
So if any teenagers or younger kids are listening now and they are concerned about something they've seen on the computer but really don't know who to talk to, what should they do?
If they don't feel comfortable talking to an adult that they know, they can always call the cyber tip line through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. They can always call the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
So a couple of avenues there.
Yes.